management.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner who will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Call with your questions or comments at 610-664-4100. Now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izard.
Good morning to those of you listening to our live broadcast or live internet simulcast today, May 12, 2007, and hello to those of you listening to an internet rebroadcast tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Wednesday at 7, Thursday at 6. A link for that is on my site. Check my site for rebroadcast times. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard, at WWDB 860 on the AM dial and simulcast, as I said earlier, with the Seventh Wave Network. To call into the program, call 866-909-9855 or send emails during the program to wellnessradio@amtherapies.com. On this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products and issues, and we do it with the experts. Only try the therapy shared here after consulting with your physician. Last Saturday, we ran a rebroadcast of Seema Patel's interview about her wellness spa. At that show's end, we discussed the herb cramp bark and the asana Ardha Matsanyandrasana, too. If you missed that show, you can go to my website at www.amtherapies.com. Click on the radio show link to the show. For appointments, call me or call my office, 610-687-6184. For general information, 610-660-7710. My guests, yes, I said guests, today are Sue Wilson and Junie Donatelli from Three Rivers Thermography, discussing digital infrared thermal imaging. Is this a possible substitute for mammography? At the end of the program, we will discuss the herb echinacea and the asana anantasana, or maybe the breathing meditation ujjayi if we have enough time. Now it is time for our wellness news. This is provided by Health Supreme, Sepp Helzberger. It was put out February 10, 2007. Europe relaxes herbal medicines rule for Ayurvedic herbs. The European Union has relaxed its norms of 15-year usage criteria under the Herbal Medicinal Product Directive that posed technical barriers to Indian exporters of herbal products, end quote. And this was according to a recent communication by the Asia-Pacific Traditional Medicine and Herbal Technology Network. The move follows a challenge to the new European herbal medicine rules by Indian authorities in August 2005. Quote, in a letter to EU Trade Commissioner Peter Mendelssohn, India's Commerce and Industry Minister Kamal Nath said that this directive would become a barrier to trade since it straightaway removes Ayurvedic medicines from consideration, which have been in use in India for centuries, but which may not have found a place in Europe 15 years ago, end quote, reported in India's Financial Express. After recent detailed discussions between a European Union delegation and Indian health authorities, Dr. Konstantin Keller, chairman of the Committee on Herbal Medicinal Products of the European Medicines Agency, EMEA, made it clear that producers of Ayurvedic herbal medicines could apply for registration of their products in Europe even if they had not been in use for 15 years in the European Union. The European Directive on Herbal Medicines was passed in 2004 as part of a campaign to tighten rules on both nutrients and herbs used for prevention and maintenance of good health. Although no particular problem existed with either herbs or nutrients, the new rules added red tape, such as a new registration process for herbs as medicines and lists of, quote, allowed ingredients, end quote, greatly restricting sources for the vitamins and minerals in supplements. The impetus behind these new rules seems to have been a pharmaceutically inspired campaign denigrating the use of and raising doubts about the safety of both nutrients and herbs. The campaign, which has been going for decades, has made life difficult for both producers of natural health products and practitioners of the healing arts who are not following the pharmaceutical paradigm dear to contemporary Western medicine. So the success achieved by India and its Ayurvedic community in getting the restrictive rules relaxed is a welcome break from a string of previous negative news. Also, EU relaxes 15-year usage norm from Indian herbal exports January 23 of this year. The European Union has relaxed its norms of 15-year usage criteria under the Herbal Medicinal Product Directive that posed technical barriers to the Indian exporters of herbal products. With this relaxation of its rules, any manufacturing unit can file a dossier of their products having less than 15 years of documented usage in any of the European Union countries, and such a product can be considered for Market Authorization Department of Ayush clarified. And that's our news for today. Okay, our guests represent an organization called Three Rivers Thermography, which has been established in Pittsburgh, in the Pittsburgh area, for 2 years. It has continued to grow due largely to the public's awareness of the efficacy of digital infrared thermal imaging and the consumer's desire to find a safe alternative to traditional scanning methods. Sue Wilson and Judy Donatelli were brought to the field from two different backgrounds, traditional medicine and education. Education for Sue and traditional medicine for Judy. They found that to be a perfect combination. Judy and Susan are ACT, or American College of Clinical Thermography, certified and were trained at Duke University in Metatherm Incorporated. Additionally, Sue Wilson has a degree in elementary ed, and Judy Donatelli has a degree as an RN and also has surgical training. She's a graduate of California State in Pennsylvania. The first part of the program will focus on, well, not going to focus too much, but with having two guests, we're going to sort of split the program up between the two guests. And we'll take Judy first for the first part and then Susan for the second part. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Okay, I can hardly hear you. Is that my... Okay, speakerphone. Ladies, you're going to have to get closer to that mic. Okay, Judy, where are you from?
I'm from Pittsburgh, born and raised.
Oh, okay. And then how did you end up dealing with alternative diagnostic instruments?
Oh, well, it was a branch off of my nursing career. At the time I was having my children, I was looking for something that was more daylight, and I was ready for a change from nursing, and the opportunity opened for ultrasound, and I'm currently still doing ultrasound and also thermography.
Okay, and then how did you get into thermography?
Well, that was more of a personal situation. I had myself gone through some surgery that I developed an infection and many other complications. Mm-hmm. And in search of an alternative screening tool, I came across thermography. And after experiencing it and seeing the results, I decided this was something I wanted to do.
Well, now, how long has thermography been on the, in the market?
Well, it's been in the market since the 70s.
Ah, okay.
However, it has changed greatly since the mid-90s. In that it is much more regulated. The cameras and the technology is far developed since the 70s.
Well, now, I actually had a full-body thermal scan a couple of years ago. Has the technology changed, say, in the last 4 years?
I don't believe the technology has. I think the training is ongoing. The research is ongoing. And it's certainly a developing field.
Well, now, who do you find is requesting what you call DT? That's our abbreviation, ladies and gentlemen, for this whole thing. Who requests it most often?
Well, actually, we have mostly self-referrals from the general public, the people that are interested in finding an alternative screening method other than having a radiation-type scan or having to go through invasive screening methods.
Is it mostly men or women?
You know, we're surprised at the number of men. I think we have a little bit more percentage of women coming in, but mm-hmm. we do have quite a bit of gentlemen that are also interested.
Now, is it mostly for people who have specific ailments or mostly for injuries? Who tends to gravitate to thermography?
We kind of have a split between breast imaging and full body imaging. It turns out that it's about 50-50 in our percentage each month. As you know, that breast screening is the most common as far as the research, mm-hmm. and with breast cancer constantly on the rise, that brings a lot of women to us for alternative methods of breast screening. We have a lot of people that decide, you know, I might as well just get the whole body scan and see what else is going on.
Yeah, while you're there, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, how many locations do you have where people can go for screening?
Well, we have a main office right outside of Pittsburgh, but we also are considered mobile, and we do have several other locations, usually within a two-hour radius of Pittsburgh.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I might as well mention now that I'm trying to set up some screening sessions in our area out here in Bala Cynwyd. And if you are interested in having a breast scan or a full body scan, please call in during the program and give Johnny your name and phone number. And if we have a reasonable number of people, we will set up some screening sessions with these ladies. Okay. It is now coming up on our break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. The program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Visit my website, www.amtherapies.com, or call 610-687-6184. To hear us live on the Internet, click the Seventh Wave Network on my link on my site. There's a wonderful time. This is a wonderful time to go to Nemacolin, of course you know. I can only imagine the beauty. We'll be back with Sue Wilson and Julie Donatelli from Three Rivers Thermography discussing digital infrared thermal imaging. Is this a possible substitute for mammography? Call in at 866-909-9855 with your question.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Lai therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 9 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9, only on AM 860 WWDB. Listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, and I am offering online psychosocial coaching. And remember, you can listen to the show on the Internet. Nemacolin would be a great family vacation spot, Johnny, with something for everyone, you know? Now, today's alt-med trivia question is, what herb is also called Chinese Angelica? Of course, the winner gets a discounted comprehensive initial visit with me. We're returning with Sue and Judy from Three Rivers, talking about thermography. Thermography. Johnny loves it when I do that. I don't love it, but he loves it. Discussing digital infrared thermal imaging. If you want to call in, call 866-909-9855 and send emails to wellnessradio@amtherapies.com. Now, we're starting the program out with Judy. And I want to continue. Was there something else you wanted to add to what we were leaving off with in terms of locations?
We have several locations around the Pittsburgh area.
Right. And you're mobile.
We're mobile, yes. And we are looking forward to visiting Philadelphia.
Okay, good. Now, you say you do have male clients. What do they usually come there for?
Our male clients are generally the full body scan.
Okay, okay. Now, what types of screenings, wait a minute. Listeners, let me repeat this. If you are interested in getting a thermal scan, don't forget to call in. And also, if you've had an experience with thermal scanning, if you've actually had the process and you want to share your experience, feel free to call in. It would be very interesting to get some feedback from some of you other than myself who's actually had the experience. And the number is 866-909-9855. What should a client expect when they come for their scan?
The protocol that we follow calls for the client to come in and fill out some paperwork, a few forms, just general health information. And while they're doing that, they are asked to put a gown on, depending on what part of the body. Usually if it's a woman, we have her undressed from the waist up and put a gown on. And the reason for that, it's about a 20-minute wait to cool off. We want the skin temperature to be acclimated to the room temperature because the technology we're using is heat sensitive. We are detecting changes in the body by picking up the heat changes. So therefore, we do not want clients to have any clothing lines, especially bra lines or anything that would be causing artificial heat. We give them the 20-minute period to cool off and fill out some paperwork. And then the actual scanning, you come into a separate room, which is enclosed, and it's only the two of us in the room. Susan usually operates the computer, and I operate the camera. And then we begin the scanning. And breast imaging takes approximately 20 minutes, and full body about 45.
Okay, very good. Now, when I had it done, there was a need for a significant amount of space, and I guess that's probably because I was doing full-body scans as well. How much do you still need that much distance between the camera and the subject these days?
The camera never gets any closer to the client than about 30 inches. There's no touching. The distance of the camera depends on partly the person's height, so that we can get the full range on the full body. And it's usually within the space of a typical exam size room.
Okay, now if a person's going to have an abdominal scan, are there any dietary restrictions that they should follow prior to the scan?
The only restriction in the prep for all the scanning is anything that would cause artificial heat, like standing out in the sun or laying in the sun, a heavy meal within an hour or two of the scan. We don't want digestion to be going on, especially with abdominal scanning. But there's very little prep. There's very little you have to do. Just the common sense of no heat that would be produced on the scan that would not be real. In men, we ask not to shave if we're doing full body, not to shave their face because that can cause a little bit of irritation. And really, that's all there really is as far as a prep.
Okay, great. Now, what is digital infrared imaging, and is it safe? Of course, we know it's safe, but we need to hear you say that.
Yes, 100% safe. There is no radiation, obviously. The camera is FDA approved. The technology is the infrared is detecting the heat changes to the surface of the skin, which can indicate changes going on underneath in many different areas, all the organs and tissue and vessels. We can see many different pathologies developing.
Okay, now how does the insurance company industry respond to covering these tests?
Well, doctor, we find that generally they are not covering. In our area, we've had very few companies, and it's typically an alternative type plan, like a teacher's union sometimes will offer some flex dollars towards alternative methods.
Okay, whatever is going on in the background, could it stop, please? We're hearing all these little beeps and papers and things.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Is it better now?
Yeah, we can hear it better now.
Okay.
I know. Well, see, with speakerphone, almost anything that goes on in the general vicinity is going to be heard. But go ahead. How do you handle that, the insurance piece?
The insurance, we do is we have the client come in, and we take payment at the time of service, which is either credit card, check, or cash. And at that time, we give the client a receipt. And everything on the receipt is what they would need for the insurance company if they're going to have the chance to turn it in for reimbursement.
And then again, ladies and gentlemen, the prices are pretty negligible. It's not it's not exorbitant to the point that it would prohibit you getting the scan, because it's very affordable, and we'll get to that in a bit. Is digital infrared imaging an approved procedure?
As far as insurance?
No, as far as the FDA.
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay.
Definitely.
And do you need a doctor's prescription or referral to have the tests done?
No, it is self-referred, obviously, especially if the client's paying for it themselves. They have no referral necessary. Now, if they do call ahead to the insurance company and they ask for that, then that would help them get reimbursement in some cases.
Okay. Now, why should a woman or a man consider thermal imaging for breast health screening?
Well, because we know that our accuracy is 90% just with breast thermography, where at the best, mammography is 82%, and that's only in certain age groups. In the younger women with denser breasts, thermography is much more efficient at detecting changes.
I know that a lot of times, especially women with the denser tissues, they're called back repeatedly for re-mammogram assessments, and they have to go through all of that pain and discomfort more than one time during a single, examination. And it can be quite daunting. I mean, I've seen women in tears vowing to never again
yes.
have a mammogram done, but of course they keep coming back.
Exactly. We see women every day that tell us the same story, that they have come to us because they've been through two or three mammograms and still inconclusive. And like you said, very painful, just a lot of discomfort. And oftentimes they send off these people for biopsy, mm-hmm. and many times unnecessarily.
And I think something else that's very attractive about thermal imaging is the fact that younger women who want to get a baseline early, in their 20s, for example, can do this without worrying about any side effects like related to radiation exposure.
Most definitely. We've recently seen several young women, unfortunately, that have already shown signs of some tumor growth well before the age of 40, which is pretty much standard for sending a woman for mammography. So if they do start early, they have all those years to have the screening done to prevent it to get to that stage.
What other groups of women are especially benefiting from thermography?
Well, every age is postmenopausal, premenopausal, and as you just mentioned, the younger women that would not even have a screening method until the age of 40, and the numbers are rising for women having breast cancer in their 30s.
And what about women with implants?
Most important with implants. We can see the sympathetic nervous system is going to respond through and around the implants. You cannot hide from it, just like a regular x-ray could not see through the implants like a mammogram. We've done many women with implants. And also, if you are pregnant and you are having your children, close together, and you have no means of screening for sometimes 4 to 5 years because of pregnancy and nursing, this is an excellent tool.
Okay. Oh, also, what about women who've had mastectomies and
absolutely
fibrous cystic disease and things
very
like
good
that.
Point, because a lot of women think once they have a mastectomy that they're all done with this and they don't have to worry, but the cancer is beneath there and you have to still screen.
Okay. And I know each time
we see a lot further around the breast than a mammogram. I know you've probably had one or two the way that they position your breasts on the plate, it's impossible to really see the inside of both breasts and outside and underneath the axilla, where there are, you know, many lymph glands, and we can see the entire area.
Okay. I'm trying to be sensitive to our male audience. Is this okay, Johnny? I mean, can you handle okay? Because I'm talking very technically, and from a woman's perspective, this is like, you know, no big deal, but I don't want my gentleman to be uncomfortable.
Well, 2% of all breast cancer are male.
Okay.
So that's another reason to let the man in on this.
Well, now, I know when I go to break, I've been saying, oh, is this a possible substitute for mammography? And I know you have to say a certain thing.
We don't say that it's a substitute. We say it's an alternative because of the early detection. It's 8 years ahead of a mammography result. We can see changes that early that cannot show up by mammography.
So this would have been a great Mother's Day gift, you know, to have given... or, you know, to a wife or one's mother. Or
absolutely. It's never too late to give a Mother's Day gift.
Yeah. How often should a person have a breast thermogram or any type of scan, I guess?
Generally, they recommend a woman have a 3-month follow-up on just the breast exam. And every other scan usually is annually.
Okay.
The 3-month follow-up after the initial scan is to establish the woman's baseline. Every thermogram is unique to each individual. So after they get a complete reading on the first scan, but the second follow-up in 3 months establishes their normal baseline. And if there's changes in that time, and then you have the choice to go on to other methods of screening.
Okay. We have a caller from New York. This is one of our regular callers, Lewis. Hello, Lewis. You have a question?
Yes. Is it possible through thermography for men to have even better scanning of our prostate and maybe our gonads without having it affect our virility?
Well, this is not the choice test for particularly prostate screening. However, we have picked up changes while doing an abdominal scan where the report will come back, sir, and say there's a possible inflammation or changes around the prostate, and they recommend you to go for further testing. So if you need it for a roll-in or roll-out situation, it is good for that. However, if you know you have an issue with the prostate, it would not be your choice test.
Uh-huh. Well, what about the gonads?
We typically don't screen anywhere from head to right at the pubic bone line and then below the groin line.
Oh, I see.
There's really not much indication for testicle area.
That's interesting. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Does that answer your question, Lewis?
Yes, it does. And it's very important for, you know, men.
Yeah, it seems like we're not the thermography folks aren't as focused on the male anatomy in that area as one might think.
Yes, because this would be a way, x-rays can affect virility so much so they had another way of getting an assessment. It would be important.
Right. Well, okay. Thank you for calling as usual, and you have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, now, I'm certain there are a list of things with regards to aiding diagnosis and prognosis and monitoring therapy progress that thermography can be used for. Would you like to sort of list some things? Okay, hold that thought. When we get back, you can give me your list.
Alrighty.
Okay, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. We are talking to you out of Ballackinwood, Pennsylvania. You can hear us live on the internet, and you can go to the Seventh Wave Network link on my site. It's a wonderful time for Linda Coleman, and we'll be back with Sue Wilson and Judy Donatelli from Three Rivers Thermography discussing digital infrared thermal imaging. maybe not a substitute for mammography, but a complement. Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9, only on AM 860 WWDB.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Lai Therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 9 on AM 860 WWDB.
You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, and I'm offering now online psychosocial coaching. Next week, May 19, 2007, our guest will be Peter Lewis, a salon owner and expert in healthy hair and the Japanese thermal hair straightening technique. Those of you who were listening in the summer, just before the summer last year, you'll remember his name. He's going to come back with some of his new products. Now we are talking with Sue Wilson and Judy Donatelli from Three Rivers Thermography, discussing digital infrared thermal imaging. Before the break, I asked a question of Judy, which I'm going to ask Sue to finish. I don't know if she's going to be prepared to do that. Can you do that for me, Sue?
Yes, she can.
Oh, great. Okay. You want to go over the list of ways or things that it's necessary for or useful for?
Yes, starting with the head. We do often see sinus conditions. We can tell if it's, you know, in above this upper ethmoids and around the jaw bones, and also down into the neck we can see lymph congestion. We can evaluate the carotids. Generally, if there's any plaque, it'll definitely show up. Also the thyroid, we can detect if it's hypothyroid or hyperthyroid, which you know, is underactive or overactive.
Mm-hmm.
And going down, we see a lot of the lymph in the nodes under the arms and in the chest area. We've had gentlemen that we've detected changes in cardiac due to the lack of circulation in the general area. And at that time, the report will indicate that that particular client should go on for further testing. And the two gentlemen we had recently had no indication otherwise, so it was a surprise to them, but it was also very helpful. In the abdominal region, they're pretty specific, the interpreters, on detecting particular organ changes. We can see the colon, the large bowel, and pancreatitis oftentimes has showed up. We have seen gallbladder stones, and then also any of the vessels. You know, we can see changes in the lining of the vessels, in the colon function. Many times, if a person has varicose veins, it can detect if there's a change in the luminal size, which could be plaque buildup. We can differentiate infection from arthritic joints. We've had total replacement knees show up with pain that was unexplained, and it turned out to be an infection post-op that was not detected otherwise. With arthritic, fibrocystic can be differentiated from tumor growth. Cyst can be evaluated whether there's fluid. And then also in the spine, they're very specific on detecting the vertebrae and what changes in which vertebrae.
That's
and also, you know, with that, with lumbar pain, you often have sciatic going through to the buttocks and the leg. That's all very easily visualized by thermography.
You know, I was wondering that maybe one of the reasons it's difficult to deal with prostate and gonad issues with the men might have to do with the control of the temperature, you know, the ability to cool that area down sufficiently.
I believe so, and I would like to have added to that that, you know, the technology is always changing, the research is ongoing, and I don't think it'll be far off that that is more concentrated on as far as the male prostate. I believe that's going to develop.
Okay, Lewis, if you're still listening, there's hope. Who should have a breast thermography screening? What's the science support behind all of that?
Well, we think any woman over the age of 20, and certainly if there's an issue in a younger girl, obviously this would be way ahead of any other radiation type scan. I mean, I have 16, 14 year old daughters, and if I felt or they felt a change, I would certainly go with thermography for an initial screening. And, you know, like I said before, the reports, we pay the physicians to read this. We use a service called EMI, which is Electronic Medical Interpretation Service. They are all certified doctors trained in thermology. This is what they read all day long. So our fees include the physician reading. And when the report is sent to the client directly, they will be able to understand each area of the body that was scanned will be detailed in the report. And it's written in layman's terms. You don't have to have a medical terminology degree to figure out what your report has to say. And they're very clear on indicating what they feel the client should do in any particular area. You know, say it's the thyroid shows up cool, they're going to tell this person that they should go on to have some blood tests or maybe an ultrasound. So it's for that reason, the screening part of it is very, very efficient.
Well, now, you know, is it me, Johnny, or do these ladies sound similar? Yeah, it was a nice segue. I just wanted to let you know that anyway. What are some of the risks, or who is most at risk for breast cancer, so that people might know those might be the ones that should, you know, start getting these thermograms more readily, I guess.
Well, obviously family history plays a big role. If you have, especially on the maternal side of your family, if your mother or your maternal grandmother or sisters or cousins have a history in the family, you are considered higher risk. And that's one group. If you have taken birth control pills or any of the other cancer-causing or cancer-promoting environmental changes, you would certainly be someone that would want to screen earlier than at the age of 40.
Okay, and what about women who may not have born children? Or
That also. If you have not had children or later in life, or if your period began later or your menopause started earlier, you're also in a higher risk.
Oh, yeah. What about those taking hormone replacement therapy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Birth control. The natural hormone replacement therapy obviously is a lot better situation.
Okay.
But if you were a long-term birth control user or a smoker or any of the other obvious reasons, I would certainly be thinking about this in my 20s and 30s.
And now, why is, well, I think most people know, but why would you say thermography is important?
As far as general screening, I think it's important because traditional medicine is treating pain and symptoms. And we are considered alternative due to the fact that we're looking to prevent these things to be developed.
How often is breast cancer diagnosed, roughly?
By thermography?
In general, I guess because it's such an incidence great incidence of breast cancer, that would be one reason why women should get these thermography screenings. And I guess, like you said, prevention, preventing the disease from interfering with their way of life is certainly another. I know that's something about breast cancer is diagnosed every 2 minutes, or the disease.
Right, and also the numbers have dropped now, even though, you know, they've added digital mammography and all the changes with the radiation type scans. The numbers are still going up. It's now 1 in 6 women develop breast cancer.
And you know, with all of the money that's going into breast cancer research and all of this, you would think it would go the other way, but
exactly.
It doesn't seem to be doing that. Maybe some of this preventive, these preventive measures will sort of make up for all of that. Okay, why don't we talk about how the breast thermography is different from a mammogram?
Okay, let me have Susan talk to you.
You see that? You promised you weren't going to do that. It'll take up all our time re-asking the question. Okay, let's go, somebody.
Okay.
Okay, we're comparing thermography and mammography.
Oh, wow. The tests are very, very different. Mammography is looking at anatomy and structure, where thermography is measuring heat from 5 millimeters under the skin. So it's more of a physiological test, thermography is. You know, it's all based on the sympathetic nervous system and its response to what's going on inside the body.
Okay, and how the cancer alters the blood supply of the breast?
That's right. When you have a developing pathology, obviously, it's looking, you know, to feed, so it's going to open up new vessels and, you know, the vascular activity will greatly increase, and we see the heat that's indicated from that.
And then the mammograms are focusing on the density of the tissues.
That's right. And, okay. You know, many times with younger women and the dense breast tissue, you know, mammography falters.
Okay, you want to talk about, well, now, Susan?
Yes.
You want to talk about the advantages of thermal breast screening in terms of the beautiful list you presented to me? Okay. Saved by the Bell.
Okay.
We'll be back. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. The program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies in Battle Kingdom, Pennsylvania. Visit my website, www.amtherapies.com, or call 610-687-6184. We'll be back with Sue and Judy, Three Rivers Thermography, discussing digital infrared thermal imaging, a complement to mammography.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Light therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izard's radio program each Saturday morning at 9 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9, only on AM 860 WWDB.
Yeah.
You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. And remember, you can listen to the program on the internet by going to a link on my site. And let me see. Well, we haven't got a call in for our trivia. If those trivia questions are too hard, ladies and gentlemen, please let me know, because I, you know, to me they seem pretty easy. But anyway, we're talking with Sue and Judy from Three Rivers. You should come up with a radio program, ladies. Sue and Judy from Three Rivers.
Thank you.
Talking about thermography and digital infrared thermal imaging. If you have a question for them, call 866-909-9855. Okay, you were going to give us some of the advantages of thermal breast screening?
Right. We feel there are many. First of all, it's 100% safe. So there's no radiation involved, no compression of the breast, no touching.
That's the best part. Go ahead.
You're comfortable, basically, the whole scanning procedure. It's better for younger women, we feel, because of the dense breast tissue that they have. We can see changes much earlier. In the skin temperatures. And also it's good for women with breast implants, and we know there are many, many women out there today with implants. It's also great for women that have had recent pathologies to follow, their treatment plan. So we just feel that the tool is very, very valuable. And I think there just are more and more people today looking for a safe alternative. That's very important to us.
Also, it's effective for all sizes, sizes of breasts, obviously. Johnny's cracking up over there. Johnny, Kate, you're an adult. Be mature. Creates, and as you said earlier, creates the opportunity for early intervention. And the entire breast can be imaged, as you said. And the wall, the chest wall, which is often missed, of course, with mammography, because they can't crush that into their... I shouldn't say that. Huh?
Exactly.
But anyway, okay, what if a breast thermogram has positive results?
Well,
what's usually the follow-up to that.
Right. Well, we work with several doctors in this area, and certainly many naturopaths and several healthcare providers that recognize thermography. Unfortunately, some traditional doctors do not yet accept it as a common tool. So we really work hard to find physicians like yourself, that can help the patient once, if they do have a pathology and they need treatment and they need follows. We work very hard at putting a team together for the client to turn to.
Okay, I am not a physician, I'm not a medical doctor, but that's okay.
Oh,
I wanted to let you, this is the time, the time's gone by so fast, I've got to ask you for your final words of wisdom. You can either sing it as a duet, or one of you can just give us those words of wisdom.
I'll let Judy do that. She's a little older than I am and much wiser.
Uh-oh, she put it out there. Okay, Judy, what final brief words of wisdom would you like to share with our guests, our audience, I'm sorry.
Well, I guess the fact that we've been doing this a little over 2 years, and we are more excited every day for the development in this field. We can't wait to come to Philadelphia and show your clients what we can help them detect. If they have pain that has not been showing up in any other scans, this is the test for them. If they have breast history of any type, fibrocystic, cancer, this is the test for them. And just a general baseline overall health screening.
Okay. Well, thank you both very much, and we'll be in touch to plan those screenings. You have a good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And our herb for the day. Echinacea. The parts used medicinally are the leaves and roots. Some of the phytochemicals are alpha-pinene, beta-carotene, caffeic acid, ferulic acid. The nutrients include calcium, iron, magnesium, manganese. According to Balkenbach, it fights inflammation and bacterial and viral infection, stimulates certain white blood cells, and is good for the immune system and the lymphatic system. For internal use only, freeze-dried form or alcohol-free extract is recommended and should be used with caution by people who are allergic to ragweed or to plants in the sunflower family. And our yoga asana. Johnny's getting very good at all these little cues. Anantasana. You lie on your back, turn onto the left side, and keep the knees straight, feet and legs together. Extend the legs, arms along the floor beyond the head. Bend the elbow, take the head slightly back, and support it. Press the armpit down, extend the right arm along the right side, and balance. Squeeze the buttocks slightly together to move the sacrum in. Press the outer edge of the left foot down. Inhale, turn, and bend the right leg up. Knee facing the ceiling, take the right arm in front of the leg and catch the big toe with the thumb, index, and middle fingers. Straighten the leg up, turning it outward in its socket so that the inner leg faces the same way as the front of the body. Turn the buttock with the leg, stretch the back of the knee and the heel up, tuck the kneecap in, pull on the big toe, and let the toe pull the leg upward. Keep the right elbow straight and stretch the arm up. Balance for 20 to 30 seconds, breathing evenly, keeping the head facing forward. Release the arm and leg and repeat on the other side. Benefits include strengthening the joints of the upper and lower extremities, soothing the mind and nerves, stretches and relaxes nerves of the legs and arms, improves blood flow to pelvic organs and endocrine glands, improves the venous drainage from legs and arms, tones the lungs and abdominal organs. Indications would be arthritis and sciatica, mental stress and strain, stress-related disorders, general physical and mental fatigue, disorders of sex glands, menstrual disorders, and urinary and bladder distress. You have been listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, at WWDB 860 AM and simulcast on the Seventh Wave Network. Next weekend, May 19, 2007, our guest will be Peter Lewis, that's a return visit, a salon owner and expert in healthy hair and the Japanese thermal hair straightening technique. At that show's end, we will discuss the herb elder and the asana supta padangusthasana. Listen to the program live on your computer by clicking the Seventh Wave Network link on my site. Find out about rebroadcasts there also, and they also archive the show. Interested in interning on the program? Email your resume and or recordings to consult at amtherapies.com or to my office at Tubala Plaza, Suite 300, Bala Cynwyd, 19004. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers the public iridology and kinesiology assessments, consultations in nutrition, meditation, acupressure, psychosocial consultations, incorporating Bach floral essence remedies, and remote and video conferencing. Online coaching. Visit our website at www.amtherapies.com. I welcome your participation in my blog, a subscription to the newsletter, downloading radio programs, see who future guests will be, and what my practice offers. And again, this is a beautiful time to go to Nemacolon. Say Parthenia sent you. And again, yes, it may rain later. Even if it does, think about all the good things that it helps to make grow. And, well, gee whiz, what do you want to know, Johnny? Is there something I haven't said? Oh, the answer to the, which one? To the trivia question. I'm not going to be able to get that to you right now because I don't even remember what the trivia question was right now. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. Be well.